I'm ready, ready, yeah.
That's my song. I was recording too. I already started recording and you're singing at the beginning. Whole new introduction to the podcast.
I'm ready, ready, yeah.
Hello, guys. So we know we're in the middle of doing the Curvy Girl segment, but Jada and Will just stirred up some bullshit on the internet and we gotta talk about it. Yo, like, she's, oh, okay, so first things first, we're jumping right into this. We're not doing any icebreaker. We're just gonna talk about this shit because this is raw for us. Like, I watched it maybe an hour ago now and Shay just finished watching it, so we're gonna talk. So for those of you that don't know, August Alsina, which is a singer, yes, pretty much came out.
The most popular song is "I Love This Shit."
Oh, that's the remix.
And I love it.
Yes. Okay. So a few weeks ago, he was talking to Angela Yee, correct?
Yes.
And was doing an interview with her and pretty much exposed, which we already knew. Well, okay, I'm going to say I already knew. I don't know if everyone else knew. I had already peeped that there was something going on with him and Jada, but he pretty much just slapped it on the line for us, sealed it with a kiss, and kept on moving. And then Jada was like, "I'm gonna call myself to the table. I'm bringing myself to the table because we need to address this." Just for her to confess, like, they really were together, but we already knew that. But it sucks that he outed her the way he did. Like, I feel like maybe there could have been a different way to out it, but like, since we already knew the pictures, the captions of the pictures for her birthday, he posted a picture saying like he couldn't live without her, some shit like that. But it wasn't
that thing. You would have thought they were together for 30 years,
right? Like, this is a post that Will would have posted for her, and this is someone who you are having an entanglement with. Like, so she calls herself to the table, and she's pretty much, so it's her and Will. I'll put the link to the episode in our description as well. But she pretty much sits with her husband, Will Smith, and she's like confessing to him what happened, but she's being super vague. She's like, "Yeah, we had an entanglement." And he calls her out, like, an entanglement?
Call it
like
what it is.
Yeah, like a relationship. And she like, "Okay, yeah." But she was trying to make it seem like the allegations were bogus and like they didn't have the opportunity to talk and people were putting words in her mouth. And it's just like, sis, it is what it is. Y'all were having a relationship. And then, I guess she's giving, like, Will the opportunity to say, like, whether or not he was going to take her back. He's deciding to, like, continue to work on their marriage. They've been together for however long. And he's like, I actually have a meme, so I can quote this correctly, because that's literally what they had said in the episode. Where's the thing?
It's interesting that she is sitting there and she's like calling her, so she's like fake calling herself out, but she's also trying to make it seem like, oh, these rumors are like, it's a rumor.
But right, and she's also making it seem like this is something that happens in all marriages, and it's not. But what, right, I was saying, so they, at the end of their episode, they say 25 years together, we ride together, we die together, bad marriage for life. And like, they laugh and pound on it, but like, in my eyes, that was not okay. Like, I'm sorry, excuse me, 25 years and you're gonna say bad marriage, we're in this together, like, I'm sorry, no.
Right, no. Also, I think, just looking at the body language throughout the whole video, you can tell that a lot of the bullshit that happens in that marriage is probably on behalf of Jada.
Yes.
And from the body language alone.
Right, and also, like, before they start telling the story, Will makes it clear that before she even got cool with August, that they were separated and said he didn't want to see her again. If Will was the one who cheated or did whatever it was that he had did, she wouldn't have wanted to see him again. And he specifies, like, "I did not want to see you again." And she's like, yep, like, but I also say that to point out, the same way you get a woman and the same way you get a man is the same way you lose him. Because she was messing with Will when he was married to his first wife. He wasn't completely divorced. He wasn't completely divorced from that girl. She was not. And she became cool with the chick for whatever reason. But when he was married to that first girl, they were sleeping around. So proof that the same way you get them, the same way you lose them.
But you've seen that tons of times in celebrity couples as well. Let me not even say who I think is gonna happen for next because I don't want to jinx it. Can we make this prediction?
Come on, God, don't let this happen.
My prediction is Alicia Keys and Swizz.
Yeah, I can see it coming.
Right. I hope not.
But yes, no, I would hope not, but I would see it. I can see that like happening.
Yeah.
Not to manifest it, but like it would make sense.
That's what I'm saying. Let me be careful, cause
yeah.
You already know the power of our tongue.
And God be playing with us. He be playing. He gonna break Alicia Keys and Swizz up and be like, Naomi and Shariah said
right.
That y'all were next. So here we go. And literally everything that we've been manifesting for ourselves has been happening. So we do not want this happening for someone else. But like, no, I could definitely see their marriage breaking up due
to
that.
That's the next thing I see. Also with Will, a lot of the memes that I see that they've made of him are like, there's of course snapshots of the actual video, and he does look very hurt.
He does, and I will also share that picture with you guys. Like, he looks hurt, and you could tell that like, he's okay, like, to bring this to a different level of things, like, Black people don't have they don't always have the option to be that vulnerable. And as an actor, like, sometimes, like, that wasn't him acting like he was hurt. He was hurt. Like, he was holding tears back in that interview. And there were times where you could tell, like, when he wanted to interject and say something to her, but his body was just like, it's not even worth fighting for. And not to be funny or anything, but if Jada pulls some bullshit, we're probably gonna leave for real next time.
Not true.
Cause he just looks so hurt. So hurt. And it's to show like we do, as I've said it before, niggas ain't shit. I will say it. But like in this situation, it just shows you that women are equally ain't shit as men. But
exactly.
I'm not to sit here and say like he deserved it. I'm not gonna pull that card. But like, do you guys see that this is the perfect example of it can very the roles can very much well be reversed.
Right.
And the hurt can be reversed. Like, we sit here and talk about how Rashida and Kirk from Love and Hip Hop, Rashida's always getting cheated on, and she goes back, and she goes back, and she goes back. Here is proof that here's a man getting cheated on and goes back
and goes back. Right.
It's the same game happening, literally, over and over and over again. And for Jada to make it seem like this is 25 years of marriage, and this is how it is, y'all. This is marriage. No. I know marriages were
you cheating, and well, okay, this thing with August is not considered cheating because it was already clarified that they were not together at the time.
However, but they were still married. Let's clarify that with breaks. I feel like if me and you are boyfriend and girlfriend and you decide you're gonna take a break, do whatever you're gonna do. Have respect for me. Obviously have that conversation with me to know where we stand while we're on this break. However, when you are married and you say we're separated for right now, you still have that legal bond with each other.
True.
That relationship needs to be respected. And that's me. I don't believe in breaks. I really don't. But for you to
break it up.
Right. Like, you either here or you're not. It's not going over there taking a breather and coming back to redo this thing. But for them to have established that they were on a break, and for whatever reason, I'm going to say Jada was the reason, was the cause for this. I could be wrong, but until I have facts that I'm not, Jada is the reason why they needed to go on this break. She did something to Will that caused him to say, I need time apart from you. And in the time apart where he was probably trying to heal himself, you're over here supposedly healing this little boy, and you're screwing him. Making a whole nother situation. Like, this was literally pulling the band-aid and the scab off of a wound that he was already trying to heal from. While he was down, you kicked him again, Jada. Like,
and I feel sorry for August too, because a lot of people are on his back saying that he shouldn't have said anything, that he should have just kept it to himself. But I agree. I don't think that interview with Angela Yee was the spot to like talk about this thing, but I think he does have a right to speak his own truth because it is his story as well. It's not just about, people are saying like, oh, he shouldn't have said anything, but as a way to save her, But it still is part of his story too. So he's allowed to speak up. He wasn't giving super intimate details. But he mentioned like, okay, this is part of something that happened in my life. Something that is significant to me. And just like, yeah, just basically saying his truth. So I'm not mad at August for saying anything. I feel like it was where he said it. Anywhere he said it would have blown up, but the fact that he said it on like a messy platform already, I feel like it just amplified because of the audience that got it first.
Absolutely. And I genuinely felt like he definitely needed healing. For those of you that don't know August, I've seen the story. His mom had abandoned him and his family, and then his sister had died, and then someone else had died. He was dealing with some health issues where he had almost died. So Jada came in and was so-called helping this boy get to his point of healing, and literally tore him down again. So she didn't only tear down her husband, but she tore down this, wasn't August like 22 while this was happening?
Yeah.
Super young kid. He's already dealing with stuff that, like, with his family, which is something that he has no control over, but to heal from it. And that's what he was doing. And for you to take advantage of him in his healing process, and you guys hear me and Shay talk about our healing process and what we're doing to heal. For her to come in and act like she's gonna help him get through this, and then you tear him down again.
Right. And then also make it seem as though all of this that's happening is also part of your healing process. It's like, it's a little bit problematic. It's a lot problematic for you to feel that way. She did talk about in the interview, she's saying how she had to come to terms with like codependency issues, and she attributed a lot to her like childhood trauma and stuff. But part of me also feels like those are kind of excuses.
Right, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, while they were sitting at the table and they were talking about, I didn't hear a lot about her healing at all. And that's what she said. She was talking about there needs to be some healing done. I'm bringing myself to the table, but a lot of it was like laughs for the most part. And
absolutely.
It was like, this is laughable. And then it was like, well, this happened so long ago, so why did it even come up? But it's like, that's not the point. It's the point that it did happen. It's the fact that he knows his status in compared to a Will and Jada. So maybe he did not feel like he had the power to speak up, but then he did.
Right.
I just think that the whole point of her saying, like, this is part of my healing process, and I was trying to heal him, and I'm a healer. She was basically saying, like, I'm a healer. I'm a person who likes to gravitate toward people who are kind of broken. So also kind of making it seem like August was just this broken bird that she really tried to take in and mend. And in mending him, she was also healing a part of herself. But you still wrecked a boy's, like, not his life, not gonna say his life, but you wrecked him. Because, of course, if years later he's still talking about it, there's something he still feels deeply about the situation.
Right.
So, and it, they made it seem very, well, not Will so much. He was laughing mostly. I feel out of discomfort because that's what I saw all over his face.
Right.
But she was laughing out of like, oh, this is not even a really big deal because it happened so many years ago.
Right. And I also feel like while she was talking, like, there were times, if you guys watch it, you could see that there are times when Will wanted to interject and say something. And that's when she would push her laugh in and keep talking. She didn't even give, like, if you're talking about you want to heal, like, honestly, like, clearly she needed to heal from something in this situation, but Will is the one who needs to be healed.
Right.
And the whole purpose of your whole Red Table Talk platform is to give people the opportunity to heal and have those conversations. So why aren't you allowing your husband to have this conversation, sis? And I genuinely feel like Angela Yee, she should not be able to talk about healing on such a messy platform. Like, right. We have black platforms. We have black platforms for this. Oprah has a great platform. I mean, she ain't the best person in my book right now. But you also have Ayanla. You could have went to Dr. Phil. There were so many other things that you could have done that you know, those people could have helped him get this story out and also heal him at the same time. Because him telling the story just ripped a whole nother scab for him, too. Because now you have these people who are telling him, you shouldn't have said that. And that's a part of his truth. That's a part of his healing. He needed to get that off his chest. But and when he's telling his story, not once did I see Angela Yee comfort him at all. She was literally just collecting the tea.
And that's how you know it's a messy platform. There was no effort into
healing him.
Healing him at all. It was just like, okay, well, keep talking. We're going to keep dragging stuff out. And we do that. They do that on that platform a lot. To men and women. But I don't know, for me to see that, the interview with August, you could tell that a little bit of it was a cry for help, too.
Right.
In August, in his interview. Like, he was saying all this stuff and, like, being very open, and Angela was kind of being a robot to his emotions.
Right, but first of all, he never got healed. Jada came in there, acted like she was going to heal him, taking him on these family vacations. First things first, let me also say, freaking August Alsina was friends with her son.
Yes.
You're screwing your son's friends? Oh, my God.
Let's see.
Right. So, like, he's already dealing with his family's issues. He's now friends with this person, with Jada,
right,
who pulls him into his family. Now, you know, when depending on the level of friendship you have with someone, their family issues become your issues because you guys are venting to each other. You're helping your friend get through a process. So he also has to deal with this stuff with Will and Jada, because we all know Will and Jada don't have the best relationship and stuff with their family. That's been talked about on the Red Table Talk as well. But, like, then you have Jada who's consoling him. And then she leaves him in the dust to go back to her husband, like...
Right. After the entanglement.
Yes. Entanglement.
What the fuck is an entanglement?
Bro. And I hate that she tried to be so deep about it. Like, we had an entanglement. No, say you was in a relationship with this dude, because that's literally what it was. Like, the...
Exactly.
The captions of his pictures.
Will had to drag that out of you. If you... This is your platform. This is your table where you felt like when you had other guests, you felt that you were able to, like, pull out of them. You wanted them to be the most raw. But when it was your turn, she was being a little coy about it and just laughing it off.
And I feel like, you know, that's just who she is. That's her character. I'm gonna be honest with you. That's how I feel. Because if you literally had how many niches in this relationship are you guys gonna have before Will gets weak, number one?
Right.
The way she was talking and the way he was also talking, like we just said, it shows that she's been the issue in this relationship this whole time. Her reaction to all this while they were talking shows that she's been the issue. Because she also says, oh, when we first got married, you told me that. How'd she say it? You told me that you'd do anything, like you would forever be in love with me, or however she worded it. But, like,
right, you would love me through anything.
Yeah.
And I feel like she
really put that to the test.
Through that test.
Yes. Exactly. She tried it. I'm just letting y'all know, their future husband, you are not allowed to have an entanglement. You're not allowed. Listen. First of all, we're not taking no breaks. We're going to go to counseling, and we're going to smooth coast through this motherfucker.
Right.
And we're going to get it together.
You can sit in a basement for a couple of days, but...
Right.
That's it.
You better not go get entangled with nobody else, because you're going to get yourself entangled, killed, because I ain't even divorcing you. Oh, Lord, I didn't expose myself to the people.
No, we're committing.
Yep, very committed people. But, like,
committed.
I'm sorry. Like, I just don't think. And then for her to say that, we're already living in a. Our generation is super cool on hooking up and letting it be whatever it is.
Right.
They're super cool with, like, leading people on and then be like, hey, we weren't in a relationship, so you can't even be mad that I did what we did. Our generation is already doing this. And our generation.
And I'm seeing that narrative on Twitter now. Like, people are saying, like, August, we should have just talked and, like, left. Because, like, we're in that moment, in that generation where it's like, okay, you could have just fucked her, she's a bad bitch, like, and left it at that. But, like, there are the people who are like August who give their all to certain relationships.
And then it makes you turn into a savage, and then no one wants to date you once you're a savage.
Exactly.
And our generation also idolizes these celebrity relationships.
Oh, yeah.
So now you got them people thinking, like, all right, well, we got two different couples. You got Kirk and Rashida. You got Will and Jada. Y'all got all... Everyone's going to start repeating these relationships, like...
Right. My question is, do people think that Will is dumb for staying? Because you see how people treat Rashida.
Yeah.
So, like, is that same narrative going to be pulled for Will?
Well, based off what I've been seeing on my social media, that's how people... Oh, well, he should have left a long time ago. He should have left the first time.
Okay.
And then they're saying, like, come on, bro. Yeah, he's Will Smith. Like, you can pull any bitch. He didn't want any bitch. He wanted Jada.
Exactly.
For 25 years, good and bad. And that shows. Even to this day, it shows. That's who he wanted. That's who he wants. He says that. He tells her, like, it's to show, like, I'm going to get you back. He literally said that in the episode. Like, but now Jada done fucked it up. And this to also show women, like, there are some women, like, I won't even lie and say some women. Like, I know, like, in the past, I've been like, all right, like, I'll go over here and talk to him, but I'm gonna talk to this one too. Like, I've had that chip on my shoulder. Because I know I'm a cool person. I know I'm dope. I know I can pull a nigga. It's nothing for me. But, like, now women are gonna feel like, oh, yeah, I can walk all over him. It's gonna be okay. I can have my husband and still have my boyfriend. And that's something that's also on social media. Like, I want my husband to be cool with my boyfriend like that. No, that's right. Not okay. Because back in the day, my grandmother didn't have a husband and a boyfriend. That's why this is why our generation is not getting married, because and this is why our marriages aren't lasting, because we feel like we have to have our cake and then some.
Right. We gotta have many, many options.
I don't know, man.
That ain't it.
I want Jada to come back to the table with Ayanla. I want Ayanla to read her ass. Someone who's educated and completely capable of helping someone go through the healing process. Because Jada is a freaking monster.
Yes.
And I must, like, I love black women. Her and Angela Yee are amazing, but in this situation, they were monsters. You literally had this man in a tough position. Super tough.
And don't get it wrong, because I feel like if you're listening, you're probably like, how is Angela Yee a monster? She didn't do anything. Yeah, she's a silent monster still.
She did, because how she presented the situation. He's telling you. Right. He's telling you I was broken. On social media, there's a video of August Alsina when he's talking to her. And he's like, I feel like I'm suffocating. I can't breathe. And she's just like, yeah, uh-huh. Sis. Yeah, uh-huh. He's telling you that in this situation, I cannot breathe. Like the term right now, I can't breathe, is something that we've been hearing over and over for the last few months. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. From George Floyd to this young man telling you how he felt in this situation, dealing with his emotions. And right. You don't get it? And she's black. But this goes back to the previous episode.
It doesn't have to be just a physical thing. Like, the I can't breathe. It doesn't have to be just physical.
Right.
Emotionally is what he's saying. Like, I literally, like, I can't deal with this. Like, this is a lot for me to deal with.
And I wish people understand. And that goes back to the episode that we recorded with that young lady, Shoshana, when she's saying, like, to the black community, we need to put our differences aside. Yes, Angela Yee probably didn't know how to handle that situation with him. But in that moment, she should have put her differences aside and understood that he cannot breathe in the situation that he was in.
Right.
Like, she knows how it feels. Because she talked about it herself, too, about understanding what George Floyd was going through. Not on a fact of, like, her not being able to breathe and experiencing police brutality, but like being in those compromising situations. She's talked about it before. So here this young man is on your platform talking about him being in a compromising situation and you don't know how to deal with it. Why is it that you're taking his pain from all this trauma he's dealt with and now you're capitalizing off of it? But when white America does the same thing to us, now y'all have a problem. Well, but because he's black and you're black and you pull the band-aid off, it's okay.
That's a mess. Also, like, Angela Yee should know. Well, she has to deal with something totally, like, a lot harsher with Gucci Mane, but it's the same thing of, like, not being able to have a voice and feeling a little bit antagonized in the situation that you're dealing with.
Right.
So she should have known from experience. This happened to her, like, what, last year, 2 years ago? The whole shit is messy. Jada is... I don't know how... Let me see how old Jada is.
Too damn old for the bullshit she pulled.
Too damn old. That's what I'm getting at. The fact that any of this is happening and that she finds any of this to be laughable...
Jada Pinkett is, she's 48. 48 years old.
She's 48. None of this is like, and this, listen, on a personal level, I'm very grateful for the fact that I started a healing process very early in life. Like,
Bro, August Alsina is 27.
Right.
Oh,
and
my
even
gosh.
him going through this, I hope that, you know, he gets to heal from this as time goes on as well. Like, I hope he doesn't get too caught up in the fact that she even did the red table talk, because that shit was, it was bogus. It was bogus. The fact that she even decided to do it.
She didn't even apologize to anyone.
It was like, it was, there were no apologies. It was just, and like, no real accountability.
Right.
In my opinion. It was what, 12 minutes long?
12 minutes.
And compared to other episodes,
she has a whole episode. She has a whole episode crying about how she misses Tupac, which is like hours long.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong; they had an amazing relationship, but sis, you did some bullshit, and you give us 12 minutes.
I'm looking right now, and the episode when she's antagonizing Snoop Dogg is a good half hour. But why couldn't we dive into you for
a good half hour?
A good hour.
Come on, Jada. We got questions, Jada.
You didn't even give us 20 minutes.
You didn't even give us a solid apology. And it's not even like apologizing to your fans or anything. You owe your husband a public apology.
Right.
You owe August Alsina. You owe August Alsina a public apology. Because you were messing with this man in public. Public. He was on red carpets with you and your family. He posted this long, detailed message regarding your birthday. Like, you're making my head hurt.
Too much.
This is why our generation doesn't take relationships. Well, I won't say they don't take relationships as serious as they should. Because there's people that's doing this. There's Kirk and there's freaking Jada that's playing the fucking game.
I think that's also why a lot of us don't, like, we're a little skeptical taking advice from older people too, because we see how they double dabble and play the same games that we do, especially for her to be 50 damn near and still be playing this kind of game and still be kind of laughing about it and still be okay. Not to say that at 50 you should be done with your healing journey, but by 50 I expect for people to be, if they declared a healing journey at any point, to be past this kind of bullshit.
I'm sorry. Even if I'm not married, even if I'm not completely healed, I do not want to be 50 years old damaging people like this.
No.
Me cutting you off might be a damaging situation, but to damage you at this aspect of life is horrible.
Excuse me. Hiccups now.
No, Lord.
No, like, to be 50 and still on this bullshit. And now it's for entertainment purposes. So now it's like, I think that furthers your enlightenment. Right. The fact that a lot of what you do is also for entertainment purposes. Because we know for a fact that the reason why you decided to do Red Table is because you knew that you would get the views. You knew it. You knew this was something that was super spicy to talk about. You knew that people were looking to chime in, get whatever you were gonna put out, which is why you felt like you only needed to give us 12 minutes. And you knew it would leave questions. And you knew, like, but that still takes away from you as a person.
It does. And it also takes away from current and future creative outlets that do stuff like this. Because people they're not tuning in anymore to genuinely hear what you have to say. They're tuning in to get to hear whether or not you cheated. And what the details were on it. Not, yes, I cheated, I was wrong. Right. Now you're getting that, you have that person who's gonna sit there and listen to everything that you have to say to hear the tea on the situation. And even here, like, we call ourselves Black Girl Tea, but we don't just sit here and gossip. Like, we talk about our real, like, real shit. You're gonna come here and you're gonna heal, you're gonna learn with what we're going through. Not because I done cheated on somebody and ruined my relationship because I'm just less of a woman. Now people are looking at creatives as a whole, like, all right, like, She 12 minutes? 12 minutes.
That's what you reduced this whole sitch to.
12 minutes.
Something that lasted for years. And I'm not saying, this is not me saying to get into it and tell us every single detail. This is me saying that there's more to the conversation that needed to be.
She needed to be responsible.
As you having a platform that, you know, you're telling us, and you showed us in the past, that you are using the platform that you have to bring awareness to a healing process, to taking accountability, to being open and being vulnerable. Like, these are all topics that come through the Red Table Talk every single time, which is why the episodes are a good half hour long. But this time, it wasn't even about that. I think it really was just a, maybe people weren't watching Red Table as often or tuned in and locked in as they were before, which is probably, this is some tea right here, which is probably why you started bringing Will on in the first place. And then now this also amplifies, because let's see how many there are 8.5 million views already, and this only came out 7 hours ago. Gonna surpass anything,
and it's making me mad because you already got money. What more of attention do you need from people?
Right.
You have a very amazing career. What more do you fucking need from us? But that, it just shows how much of a greedy person that she is. She had a 25-year-long marriage and still left and got more.
Right. Still wanted more.
However long her acting career has been, and you still want more views? Sis, your movie's been in Redbox how many times? Black Office, how many times? Like,
listen.
And then it makes females, I won't even say just females, it makes our generation feel like you just really gotta get your money and keep to yourself, because Beyonce got cheated on, Will Smith got cheated on, Rashida got cheated on, and they all have amazing careers. They bring amazing things to the table and they still get done dirty.
Right. All the things that they say, like, okay, if this and this and this and this and this is in place, then you're good.
25-year marriage.
People are going to do you dirty. They're going to do you dirty regardless.
They had that's definitely the takeaway. But a 25-year marriage, where they both were bringing in money, where any stitch that was happening in their career, they easily had the resources to go to counseling.
Right.
The best counselors. The best of the best. Will Smith make bank right now, and he just wasn't Bad Boy. Like, that made money. He made money off of that. Money. Big money. Him alone could have paid for him and August and Jada's counseling.
Right.
And this is what. And then it just shows.
That's literally what happened.
And then it just shows even more how there's always, like, the black community just. Not to say that white people don't get cheated on and white people don't mess up homes. I mean, they definitely do a lot more than black people. But, like, this is just another thing that they hold against us as black people. Jada done went and cheated with a young boy. Right. And then you have that's children!
Always- story too. It's always that story. And now we've got another one.
You have children. Willow is literally in the process of healing. I don't even know how old Willow is. Let me look it up. Like,
I think Willow's like 20.
She's a baby. She's trying to heal. And which she talks about her healing on Red Table Talk. And you go do some bullshit like this, which further supports her when she says she feels like her mom doesn't listen to her.
Right.
She's 19 years old. 19 years old trying to heal herself from stuff that happened to her when she was a child. And instead of her mom giving her her undivided attention and genuinely supporting her healing process, she over here screwing somebody's 22-year-old. Phew.
Listen. Literally, that's an entire mess. I do like that they're not a perfect, they don't, they can't even front that they're a perfect fan.
Right.
I like that. I like the realness of it, because in all honesty, families be messy as fuck. We know that. I like that, but it sucks that it's so public, because that just leaves a lot of openness for your kids to be attacked. Jaden does his own thing. Jaden, like, you know, but we can obviously see that, like, how Willow has been affected a little bit.
But you could also see why Jaden does his own thing.
Right, Jaden out.
Y'all done pushed this boy away.
Like, Jaden was gone. He left the house when he was like 16 or something. Like,
yeah, he was very young when he left. But that was a part of his healing process. And instead of Jada supporting her son and letting him heal and do what he needed to do and supporting his career and shit, she's fucking his friend and tearing his friend down. I genuinely want to know where Jaden and August stand right now. Like, is she even gonna try to patch that road up for them?
Right.
Because they were close. Of what I could remember on social media of Jaden and August, they were cool. And you do this bogusness. I can't. Well, I'll tell you one thing. My marriage ain't gonna be like this.
Not at all. Not at all. It will be healthy. It will be wealthy. No.
And if there's gonna be some openness, it's not gonna be, we are not gonna be in an open relationship. I'm sorry. If you want to see other people, you better go get me a few wigs.
Right,
and some wigs. Costumes.
Right.
Some costume teeth. Something.
Be Batman, whatever you want.
But it just hurts my heart. Like, another black marriage with the roof in the road. And don't get me wrong, like, we all know marriages aren't perfect, relationships aren't perfect. We all know that. But like, cheating is something that you can control. It's one thing when you're going through something and you're depressed and you tune out and you and your partner drift away because you're depressed. That's different than, I'm gonna go and cheat on you.
Right.
I can't believe this. I feel so bad for Will. That man. I just want to hug him.
I keep looking at the memes, and the memes are so, like...
There's a picture of him when he's just, like, sitting there with his head tilted to the side, talking to her. And you could just see the tears in his eyes. Like, I wanted to cry. Look, like, people crying really don't faze me. But to see Will sitting there with those tears in his eyes like that, man, oh, man.
Holding it back, too. Holding it back real good, because none of them drop.
I commend him.
So, because if it was me, I'd be crying, and I'd probably jump over the table. I'm flipping the table, because I'm done.
I don't get it. I really don't.
Ooh. Now on the social medias, August Alsina is calling out Keke Palmer or something.
Oh, Jesus. Bob, there's a thing that says... Let me get the whole thing up. I'm actually looking as I'm talking to you. So it's a picture of Will while he's crying, like, holding back the tears. And it says, men, it's okay to be angry. It's okay to cry. It's okay to have emotions. Jada was just saying one thing, but Will's expression let us know it was an entirely different story. People are human before they are celebrities, and the scab of this wound was just reopened. And that's literally what it was. Poor Will. His mom moved him to freaking Bel Air, his auntie and uncle. Now his wife cheating on him with a man 20 years younger than him.
Bruh. I hope you heal. Like, you're 50 now. Come on out. You're too old to be so messy.
She is.
You got a husband. We don't know how nice he is. I'm not going to say you have a nice husband. We don't know how great Will is as a partner. However, you have a partner. You have children. Like, relax, please. Stop ruining people. Because you're still toxic after all of this. And what was she calling out Snoop Dogg for?
Just a whole bunch of bogusness. Like, how you gonna... But my thing is, regardless of what it was that she was calling him out for, how you calling him out for this and you half-ass call yourself out for what you did?
Right, that's my point.
You didn't even... Like, I would have definitely, personally, I would have definitely been okay with a 30-minute episode of her just saying exactly what happened. And even if she didn't go into details, just explaining her role and how she was wrong. I could have listened to 30 minutes of that rather than 12 minutes of you laughing about how you cheated on your husband. She wasn't even accountable for that. You had an entanglement.
Entanglement.
Just say, I cheated on my husband when we was, like, she tried to make that one go over our heads. She's in the same boat as Trump with me right now. She canceled.
Entanglement.
Dude, I'm canceling Jada. I haven't canceled too many people, but I'm canceling Jada. And I'm canceling Goya. You see that? the freaking scene. Did you see? I canceled him.
Goya sofrito in my closet. I'm about to make some.
Well, I mean, once you finish all the products, then you could cancel them. I don't think y'all should throw y'all food out and stuff. That's wasted money. But he gonna say that we were lucky to have a president like Trump, sir? Huh? Goya is for Spanish people.
Good night.
Spanish people are not okay in this man's book, and we're lucky to have a president like him? Okay. Yep. Bye. Canceled.
Bye, Goya. I'm gonna use your last sofrito. I think I also have your gondolas. That's it. I'm not using anything else.
I'm glad I know how to season food with more than adobo, because that would have been some shit.
You make your own adobo, too.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, you know, sometimes you don't want to do all that. You just want to go in there and pick it up. But I'm glad I know how to use some Old Bay and some salt and pepper.
Nah,
and some kicking chicken, because I don't know what they was doing. But that's our two cents on this situation, y'all. We done interrupted our segment. We interrupted our segment twice. One to talk about something super good. Shout out to Shoshana.
Yes.
For her episode. Amazing episode. She's a very talented young woman. Look out for her. And then two, to talk about this. I feel like this is something that we need to talk about. To get a breakdown on why relationships aren't working for people. And it's Jada and Will is a perfect example. And it's not to call them out, but they're already under this microscope. So why not use them as an example while they're already ones?
Right.
Do you have any closing?
While Jada made herself one.
I'm so hurt. I can't believe she did Will sexy ass like that. He too handsome to be dealing with that. Like, we too good to be hurt, but that's a handsome young man.
Right.
I'm finna go to his house. You think I can find
him? Right. He said he's trying to get back, right? He said he's gonna get back at her.
He said he was gonna get back at her, but that ain't got nothing to do with me. I can go and heal him without being a home wrecker. She already done wrecked the home. I'm just going in there to pick up the pieces.
Nah, I'll be your petty comeback.
Oh man, I can't wait for that one.
Right, I want to know, like, if he should do it. I'm just gonna say.
Listen, Will, if you want to have an entanglement with me, I'm so here for it. You can't have like sex, but we can go on dates and catch feelings.
Right.
We can we can go to Olive Garden.
Spend her birthday with me or something.
We could go to Buffalo Wild Wings and share a large traditional wing.
Right.
That you could pour.
It has to be on her birthday.
Yeah, it has to be like some. Oh no. You have to do it on your anniversary. Yo! Has to be on your anniversary. We're going to spend a week in Cancun eating Buffalo Wild Wings.
That's it.
Healing each other. I'm going to rub Icy Hot on his back. Just so she know. I could get that close to him. But I don't have to. Just so she can see from a young woman. Wow. It's okay. I'm going to pull up on y'all. And we'll come into my house. And we gonna talk politics and all of that. We gonna have some good entanglement. Cause she, I don't know what the hell she thought she entanglement.
What a word. And I feel like social media is not gonna let that word go for the next year.
Well, they didn't let essential go. And what was the other one that they were using?
Embezzle.
Essential, embezzle, behooved. First of all, behooved is such a baby word in my vocabulary. The fact that some of y'all just picked it up behooves me. And they don't be using the words right. They just be throwing it. I was in an entanglement. Watch, somebody gonna say some dumb shit.
Yep, and they gonna expose you. So just be careful if you out here using entanglement for no reason.
Jada used that shit for no reason. She should have just came clean.
Nonsense.
But that's our two cents. The next episode, we'll be back to our Kirby segment. And that's all, folks.
Yeah,
bye.